Well, when the chemists do the bombing on York at Blitz, this is what we're on about, and it was about, I should say, it would be about 2 o'clock in the morning.
It was early into morning.
Morning. When they decided...
I know, we were all in bed.
We were all in bed, and they decided to come and raid York. And...
we just had a good laugh with her before we went to bed.
The siren went wailing on, and... we all had to get up out of our bed. And my husband decided to say to me, I better go to the air raid shelter at the bottom of, on the allotment where we have a shelter. And I should go and take my child with me to be safe. And as I come down to our front door at 71 Rose Street and I looked up the street, I saw this house powdering all in, all the bricks powdering down. And I decided then that I'd have to go back in and get help and ask my husband to go and get help for the people that was in this house. Because there was a baby in there and I thought about the baby maybe being buried under all the rubble. So I told my husband what had happened and he said, oh, don't talk so stupid, he said, because there's been no blast. And I said, well, I don't care, that house is powdered in, so you'll have to go and get help for them. Go around to the area of Walton Spurs and enlighten them what's happened and then they will get you out. And this my husband did. And when he came back, he said I was right because there was a big crater in the road. We all filled in and there was machine gun in all these houses in Rose Street. Bullets was all flying and landing on, ricocheting on the roofs. And I think it was most frightening. And instead of staying in our own house, we all got frightened and we went into next door houses with our neighbours. And instead of going under the stairs, we all went onto the stairs and sat all the way up the stairs, all lined upstairs, so that we was all together. And my husband kept politely reminding us that this was a German coming over, because you could tell the difference in the sound of the engine, the drone. And he petrified his husband long before that they, you know, decided to do any more damage. But luckily the wardens kept coming in to see if it was all right and have a word with us. And houses were literally shaking, moving, just absolutely moving about like that. And at daylight we decided that we would all go out into Rose Street and see what had happened. When we got out into Grove Street, we saw this big crater blown from one side of the road to the other, where the bomb had come through this house and chopped through the house like that, the side of the house, gone along and buried itself in the middle of the road. Well, we were all around the crater about 5 in the morning, all looking to see what had happened. And what a mess it was. But we didn't know then that the bomb was still down there and ticking, until later in the afternoon we all dispersed and went in on our own houses and just left it to authorities to do something about it. And in the afternoon the police came round to every house and said that we had to go, that we had to go out and be evacuated and go, as the bomb was still there and it was still ticking and they had to get the bomb disposal people to come. So some could go to Roundtree's dining hall, because that's where Roundtree's was very good. They used to let people go there and they'd give you soup and let you stay there. And so a lot of people went to Roundtree's and a lot of people went to Relations. And we had to all go out by about 5:30 at night and we could not come back in for any of our possessions. The police was there, cordoned it off, and just saw us all on our way. And we couldn't go back into Rose Street for quite a few days. You couldn't come back and get your other belongings. You just had to go with what you stood up in. You didn't have any more clothes with you. You weren't time to get them. And so we all went. And then when they finally got the bomb people, disposal people to come, and they took the bomb away on a right big trailer, £1,000 bomb. So definitely we wouldn't have been here if that had come off. And then they let us come back into our own homes. But I do think that what they was aiming for...
The minister, wasn't it?
No, they was aiming for the fuse filling department in Hamilton Terrace of the railway. Because they bombed Burton Lane the same night.
Oh, yes.
Charles Louse, didn't they?
Yes.
They bombed Queen Anne's Road.
Yes.
They bombed
all around Big Clifton.
Yes, all around Big
Clifton. Lehman Road.
They came
as well.
Right along the railway lines.
Yes. All Lehman Road.
Right along the railway lines.
Mm. And Burton Lane, they bombed, didn't they?
Yes, they did. Because my brother was on duty, was engine driver, and he was coming from Newcastle. And he was in York, got to York, and they jumped out of the train, because it was after train, you see.
Yeah.
And he rolled off it. He wasn't hurt or anything, but he jumped off the train and they were after blowing the train up.
Mm.
So I don't know what had happened if they had done. Mm.
But at night, you know, it was terrible because you used to lay in your bed and you could hear them all droning.
Yes, you could.
All going out. And then in the morning you heard them all droning back.
Yes,
I mean, they used to go out about the late night raids. I was used to go out, didn't they, about nearly midnight.
Yeah.
You could hear all the planes droving over. And then in the morning, they used to wake you all up coming back.
Yes, they did.
But I don't think we got very much warning that night at Blitz, did we?
We didn't get any warning, really.
No.
We didn't get any warning. I'd been laid in bed listening to it all. And I was frightened. I was clinging to my baby. I'd got him out of his cot and I was clinging to him. And in the end, I woke him up. I says, wake, Walt. I says, listen. I says, this has been going on for ages. And he just listened. He said, oh, my God, he says. Yeah, but the dropping bombs. He says, come on, let's get the others out. So we went and got the others out of the other bedroom, like, and got them downstairs. And we was downstairs and we was crouched under the marble slab in the pantry when the siren went. Oh, they'd bombed a lot. They'd dropped a lot of bombs before ever that siren went.
Mm. We didn't get any warning.
No, we didn't get a warning
that
night.
And then after the event, they got prepared because they brought all
all the guns and surrounded the ark with guns.
Well, they had guns went up. We getting rode on to the tin factory.
The ones, wasn't there?
They had ones.
I took my lad to see
them.
There
one on Poppleton Road Hill that they never ever used, a big gun. And it was on there when the Blitz was on in York. And it was never even fired. I don't think people could have seen it.
No.
It was on right again, Poppleton Road School.
Searchlights was massive. That
yes.
They were going all the way around.
They
the
were,
sky.
Yeah.
The night after the war. But they brought things too late.
Mm. Yes. I know, we sat on the cellar steps. We still had our night attire on. We had our pyjamas on. And there's our Colin. He was on in the home guard. And he protected us for so long and then went on duty. And every time a bomb came, he covered us with his mac, but he got the mac
up. I mean, you never used
and
to know,
And they sent him to the Guildhall.
Yeah.
With
thought
the home guard. It was before
it was
called up.
Do you want tonight
what? It was just 18, it was just before it was called up. And the cop, when they got to the Guildhall, there was nothing there.
Where did you live?
Fix me that first.
Very bad, isn't it? Was Rose Street the only street that was blocked? I mean, presumably this crater blocked the street off, so you couldn't use the street.
Yeah, you could go across
the street. Yeah, and were there other streets like that were blocked off?
Coney Street was in
there. Oh, yes, there were other streets in York.
That arcade, that was the... Then it was all down, wasn't it?
Yeah.
The church was down.
When they bombed that church in Coney Street, didn't
they? Oh, yes.
St. Martin's.
The ground.
Yeah. And now the glass was fitted in the road, you know, it was there for a long time after.
Because you don't hear many stories about craters. I mean, there's a crater in Rose Street.
There was a crater, and it was wide, nearly from one side of the road to the other one. It had gone in and dug itself right underneath, buried itself.
Mm.
And if you answered him for bomb disposal men coming and knowing that the clock had gone off, it was the clockwork, I think, that had gone off, they said.
Mm.
It was still ticking.
I think it might be washing should be done now, don't you?